Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you once again for joining me on the Empowered Entrepreneur on PWE Empowerment Radio. I thank you for joining me tonight. I'm very excited about tonight's topic. It's one of my favorite novels, one of my children's favorite novels, our favorite movie. The movie's name is Divergent, and it's the Divergent series by Veronica Roth. The reason why I'm so excited about tonight's topic is because there are so many of us as entrepreneurs that push ourselves to the limit. We try to do too much. We try to do too many things for too many people. And oftentimes we try to be that divergent entrepreneur, and we can't be. We don't have that understanding of every single aspect of business. We can't do it all on our own. There are things that we need to send out to other people or ask other people for help with or pay people to do. There are those things. And when you attempt to do everything, all of it together by yourself, you burn yourself out. Or you also have those people who think that they have to be that divergent entrepreneur, and in the idea of thinking that way, they get stuck at the starting line of their business and never move forward because they think, oh my goodness, it's so much work. Oh my goodness, it's so many things that I have to do. I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to know how to do this, know how to do that. Not realizing that as an entrepreneur, there are a lot of things that you learn along the way that every entrepreneur has learned along the way. Or also there's ways for you to learn these different things and grow as you're doing your business. You don't have to know everything before you start your business. So, again, I'm so excited about tonight's topic because I am one of those people who I give and give and give. I do and do and do. I do for everyone else. And then I get to a point where I'm like extremely exhausted and I can't do anymore. And then I'm stuck. Or it took me so long to get my business, my personal business started because I was so nervous and so scared that I had to know what it meant to do this and what that meant and what this meant. But I don't know how to do this, so I can't start my business now. Oh, well, I don't have enough money to make it a $1 million business, so I can't start my business now. I don't have the space, so I can't start my business now. There are so many things that we fill ourselves up with that keep us away from reaching our goals as an entrepreneur that are literally just things that we filled ourselves up with, not necessarily actual obstacles, but obstacles that we have created for ourselves. And it takes a lot. It does. It will drain every piece of you. It will, if you let it. So as you're listening tonight, I want you to think about, if you're that entrepreneur who's trying to be the divergent entrepreneur, are you trying to be a part of every piece of your business? Are you trying to be 100% knowledgeable of every single part of your business before you move forward? Are you scared to outsource? Are you scared to network and connect with other entrepreneurs or other businesses because of things that you may have gone through in the past, because of a bad working experience that you had, something you signed up for something and it didn't work the way you thought it was going to work. So now you have this fear of connecting with any other business because you think that it's going to fail like that one particular situation did. You can't go into it with that mindset. Yes, we often have that mindset because that's just us as human beings. But when we think about it, those are barriers that we took on that we didn't have to. Me personally, I have three techniques that I wanted to share with you today, or three things that I want you to think about to determine or to get yourself away from being that divergent entrepreneur, being that entrepreneur that has to do it all, has to do it there, has to be there from sunup to sundown. Well, if you're there from sunup to sundown, then when are you enjoying the fruits of your labor? If you're there from sunup to sundown, when are you enjoying your family? The reason you chose this option, this opportunity, was in order for you to be able to do more, not do less. So I want you to remember your why. That's the first piece. Why did you decide that you wanted to become an entrepreneur? Why did you step away from your full-time position, your part-time position? Why did you step down from your full-time position to a part-time position? What was your driving force? Because that driving force, it will change, but thinking about that driving force will help you stay in focus and not try to do everything. It'll help you stay in focus and not try to be every piece of what your business needs. You are very intelligent. You are very, very intelligent. You are very wise. You are an entrepreneur. But being an entrepreneur does not mean that you have to stretch yourself to your capacity. It does not mean that you have to stretch yourself to your limits. Your limits will already be tested with the decisions that you make. So we don't want to stretch ourselves thinly because life is already going to throw things at you. Being an entrepreneur, being a business owner, there are going to be obstacles. There are going to be things that come at you automatically. It's a part of life. It's a part of growing. But we don't want to add to that. So having your why you stepped into this, your why you chose this over something else, your why when you look at your children, your why when you look at your spouse, your why when you look at your home and you're able to pay more bills because you have this extra income coming in, or this is your full-time income and you're able to pay your bills on time. Remember your why. Keep that. That is a very important piece of the puzzle of your whole entrepreneurship, is the why. And you have so many people who, when things happen, they lose sight of that why, and losing sight of that why can bring you to a point where you give up. You decide that you don't want to do it anymore. You quit. But as an empowered entrepreneur, I want to be that driving force to tell you, you can do it. You can continue. You can go. You can push forward. This is not your end. This is not your last point. This thing that you have come up against, you have the opportunity and you have the know-how and the strength to move past it. And what you don't know, you have the strength and the ability to find out. So remember your why. If that means that it has to be on your phone, it has to be in your office, it has to be somewhere that you can see it on a regular basis, just continue to fill your home and your mind and your phone with your why. Why did you choose to do this? Because you have some who choose to be an entrepreneur because they think that it's all glamour and glitz. They think that, oh, there's no work, you know, I'm my own boss, I can come in when I want, I can go home when I want. If that is your why, then that is not a very stable why, only because it's not going to always be easy at all. That is a why that during difficult times will have you quit, if that is your why. That you did this so that way you could make your own hours. Yes, as an entrepreneur, you can make your own hours. We love that opportunity. We love that idea that we can make our own hours. But if that is the only reason why, then we're going to have a problem. Definitely we're going to have a problem. Because sometimes it'll take more hours, sometimes it'll take less hours. Each day is going to be different. And then once you get to a certain point, you may get to that opportunity where it doesn't take you more and less hours anymore. That's great. Every entrepreneur would love to get to that point. But remember your why. Remember your why. I cannot stress how important it is for you just to know and understand and keep that as a focal point as an entrepreneur. But your why will help you not be a divergent entrepreneur, because a divergent entrepreneur doesn't know their why. They don't understand their why, or their why was not something that they could build a foundation on. Their why is ever changing. It wasn't something stable. It was something, a fleeting moment, and they got angry at a job that they were at and then decided to become an entrepreneur. There are people who that is their why. But knowing your why will help you be a stronger entrepreneur. It will help you to become an empowered entrepreneur, because the strength of your why will determine the strength of your business. How strongly you feel about your why will determine how strongly you feel about your business, and it will also determine the success of your business, because someone who is not strongly invested in their business, they will never set you want it to meet. Another way for you to not be a divergent entrepreneur is to categorize and think very clearly of who is your customer. Who is your customer? Who is it that you want to sell to? Who is it that you want to speak with and meet with, ideas with, and help them build their brand? Who is that person? What do they look like? I want you to be as specific as possible. Who are they? Because when you find out who they are, then you won't stretch yourself thinly by talking to this person and talking to that person and chasing behind customers that are not your focal point. Who is your customer? If your customer is men, all men, then are you going to post your information about your business in a stay-at-home moms group? Or are you going to find a way to connect with men? It saves time. It saves money when you know who your customer is. Those who do not know who their customer is, who their focal point is, they are all over the place, because they're trying to find something. They just want you to buy something, not necessarily because you need it, but just because they want to sell it. That's what you do when you don't identify who your customer base is. If you don't identify your customer, then you don't know who you're selling to. You just want somebody to buy. That's a lot. It says a lot for you as an entrepreneur to know who your customer is, because that's who you focus on. That's who you go after. That's who you talk to when you see in the street. That's who you speak with. Those are the people that you connect with and build your brand, build your business, build your company. For instance, you have these different companies out who are, they know who their customer is. So 31 knows who their customer is usually a female. The majority of them. They make things that are geared for females. The colors are bright. They organize our lives. They make our lives better most times. Depends on how many bags you have. They make our lives better. They make it a lot more organized. Us being women, we have families. We want them organized. We want our children organized. How many times do we look at their our children's rooms and go, okay, we need to find something, build something, make something, find something, buy something in order to get this a lot more organized, less clutter, or at least find a way for the children to do it in a less cluttered way. So you're not going to see a 31 party held at a sports bar unless they have something geared towards men. You'll see a 31 party at someone's home with a whole bunch of women. So we like that interaction. We love that. Most do. So again, find out who your customer is. Find out what it is that you're trying to sell to them. Your customer is going to be someone who would be better off with what you have. So whatever they purchase from you, they'll be better off. And you have to, you may or may not have to explain that to them. At some point, you'll be able to just present your information and they'll automatically want it because it's something that they need. It's something that's geared towards making their lives better, geared towards making their business better, geared towards making them as a motivational coach, making them better, making their presence known, making their social media presence known. These are the things that we're discussing because that is what would be important for your customer. So when you look at it, whether you're selling 31, Avon, It Works, anything, you still have to know who your customer is, what it is that they're looking for, and why they would come to you for it. Very, very important. So remember your why you chose to do this. Now, as I consider direct sales a part of entrepreneurship because of the things that you go through, even though there are a lot of things already set up and put in place for you, you're still doing it on your own. It's still things that you have to do on your own. You have to file your own taxes. You have to build your clientele. You have to get the information out there. You still have to, you know, connect with people, interact with people, network. You see a lot of the direct sales businesses connecting with other direct sales businesses, doing online vendor events, doing live vendor events. They connect with one another and share information about events. It's still an entrepreneurship opportunity that I want you to think of. In order for you not to be a divergent entrepreneur, is to realize what your strengths are. What are you good at? If you're someone who's not good at talking to people, then it may be kind of difficult for you to do a direct sales business where you always have to communicate with people, where you always have to reach out to people and try to find new business and connect with new people. That opportunity may not be great for you. But as someone who likes to stay to themselves, likes to get the job done, get it done correctly and get it done quickly and give it back to that customer, You may be somebody who has a marketing business. You may be somebody who has a business where you create things for people, where you just do literally creating a flyer. You create this. Yes, you would still interact with people, but you wouldn't have to do that much of an interaction in order for you to sell your business, in order for you to make a sale and make a customer and have a return customer. You don't have to have that constant communication. You don't have to post on social media 20 million times a day. You don't have to post through emails a million times a day. You may send out one email a week. That may work better for you. That may be the business that is for you. Graphic design is very big right now. Everybody, every business, both entrepreneurs, big business, little business, mom, pop shop, everybody needs graphic designers. That may be something that's more along your lines. But knowing your strengths will allow you to focus more on what you can do instead of what you can't do. And entrepreneurs, again, you will come to a point where there are things that you cannot physically do, you cannot mentally do or mentally handle. There will be things that you come up that will not be your strengths, that will be your weaknesses. And that is when knowing yourself and knowing your strengths will come into play, because it's either you waste time attempting to do something or learn something that you don't know, or you outsource and you find someone who does know how to do that and you pay them, or you set up a connection, set up a deal where you're giving them services and they're giving you services. You're bartering. You're using what you have. Again, using your strength in order to move your business forward. It works. It does. Even in today's society, it works. There is no reason why you can't think it won't work. It's all about knowing your strength. It's very important to know your strength. It's very important to know, if you're not someone that's good at collecting money, then you may need to have someone in your business that can do that for you, who will have no problem with getting payments from people if people forget to pay. That will have no problem with connecting with people if their card was declined, or doing return services for those who have problems with a product or something that was sent to them was the wrong thing or anything along that line. Yes, knowing your strengths matters. So, again, as you can tell, I am very, very excited about this topic, because this is something that I go through on a regular basis. It's making sure I know what I can do, what I can't do, so I'm not stretching myself too thinly. But I want you, as empowered entrepreneurs, to understand that you can do this. You can do this. You can move this business forward. You can go and set the goals and reach the goals that you have for yourself. You can do that. But again, just focus on your why, focus on who is your customer, and focus on what are your strengths. Your strengths will allow you to not be a divergent entrepreneur. Knowing who your customer is will allow you to not be a divergent entrepreneur. And also knowing your why will make sure that you know that you will not be a divergent entrepreneur, because it sounds good and it looks good on the movie, but trying to be everything to everyone will not help move your vision. It will not get your business to the level that you want it to be. Of course, our time is almost up. That happened very quickly. Thank you again for listening in for that, to the Empowered Entrepreneur with Alta V. Pelzer. You can look me up on Facebook. You can also connect with us, PWE Empowerment Radio, on Facebook and social media. You can also connect with us, Professional Women Entrepreneurs. We have several group pages. You can connect with other entrepreneurs in the page. Find people that, you know, can help you find your niche. Find people who can do that graphic design piece for you. Yes, there are a ton of women in there who are very talented, who are very business-minded, who are ready to move forward with you and help you move forward as well. So, that being said, I want to thank you again. If you have any questions, please feel free to leave a comment. Connect with me on social media. You can always inbox me any ideas or comments that you have. I will be back tomorrow afternoon for our lunchtime Empowered Entrepreneur, where I'll be giving you some other ideas to help you not be a divergent entrepreneur. Thanks again, and you have a great day.